Welcome and good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. For those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us at 10:30 any Sunday. Everyone is welcome. The opening scripture selected for this morning is taken from Psalm 105 as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of his wondrous works. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free, and he made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his elders wisdom. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, what a mighty God you are. Oh Lord, what a blessing it is to be your child. Oh Lord, how mighty are your works, all the things you do for us, even when we don't deserve them. Oh Lord, how mighty is your love for us, the love that you showed us by the sending us your son, Jesus, for our Savior. Help us today, Lord, to always remember that you love us and you care about us. And help us to do the things that you want us to do. Help us to live the life that you want us to live. We ask, Lord, that you would be with those who are here this morning, those that wanted to be here and couldn't be here. We ask that you would bless them and their family. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us to worship you in the right way, with spirit and truth. Thank you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, would you please stand? Would you please stand for just for a minute? Then I just want you to look around at each other for a minute. Just look at each other. Amen. Look at them. Look around. Look at them. Every one of you belong to the King. Every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
You all belong to Jesus. So every one of you, you all looked at each other. You all know that he loves you very much. Now, all you have to do is turn around or look to the side. You don't have to move around a lot. And just say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen? They do? Wow. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you, my brother. They're already going to be standing, so just go straight to the call of worship. Amen.
Please remain standing for the call to worship. Good morning, brothers and sisters. The call to worship is from Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6.
Not right now, a little bit.
And there, the insert is in your bulletin. Blessed are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked,
or stand in the ways of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers.
But their delight is in the law of the Lord.
And on God's law they meditate day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water that yield their fruit in season, and their leaves do not wither.
In all that they do, they prosper.
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away.
Therefore the wicked stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous,
but the way of the wicked will perish.
And the people of God say,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You may be seated.
All right. Good morning. We got some birthdays coming up this week. Yeah, like six people. All right. So on the 17th, we have birthdays for Christopher Peck and Devin Neal. On the 19th, Susan Fowler and Tyler Dixon. And on the 20th, we have Ruth Mendez and Janice Walker.
Man.
All right. Anybody here that has that birthday for that week? Janice?
Janice is here.
Okay. All right. Let's sing Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
All right. Do we have announcements? Oh, yes?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes, I have just a couple of announcements. And just let's say hello to someone real quick. Way back there in the back there, there's a tall young man back there sitting next to Selma. That's her bodyguard today, so you don't bother Selma today, all right? No, that's her grandson. Is it Alexander, right? Alexander is here visiting, and he's here with his grandmother. Amen?
Amen.
We are so, man. And we're glad to see Selma's back with us. She's recovering. Amen. All right. What's the announcement?
That's your job.
Amen. Go ahead, Cheryl, while I get my head together there, all right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Good deal. We have the Metro Health District is sponsoring a immunization clinic. It will be Wednesday, August the 16th at 12 o'clock till 4:30. It will be held over in Building B at John Lemon Hall. So if you're needing immunizations, if you need, if you know anyone that needs immunizations, then please feel free to come over. It's free. This is their first stop. They're going to stop here, and then they're going to go to different locations. So it'll be Wednesday at, thank you, at noon. Noon to 4:30. Everybody got that? All right. Good deal. Next announcement is about our one-item charge conference this afternoon. Immediately after we get through, after we give the benediction, we are asking that if you can, please stay so we can get the church approval to go ahead and get our roof fixed for the fund. So, oh, please be in prayer about that. Anyone else? Okay, I got a request. I've got an essay that's due on order and disorder of creation, and I need somebody to do the paper for me. You going to do it? Who's going to do that? That was a joke. That was my poor attempt at humor. I'm sorry. Okay. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I've got a paper that's due, and I'm anyway. Are there any more announcements? No announcement? All right, good deal. Okay, well, then I can go sit down. Oh, let me mention Candlewood. The Candlewood school drive is going really good. We got donations from you in the church here. The boxes are filling up, and we also have a donation from HEB. They have given us a donation as well. So everything's going good. We thank you for your participation. We thank you for your generosity. And one more quick announcement for down the road. In October 29th, Moses, the missionary from Malawi, Africa, will be here to share with us the work that he's doing in Malawi. So if you're not familiar with him, in October, I know that's a little ways down the road, please plan to be here and welcome him. He's one of the missionaries that this church supports with financially. So that's all I got.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, How Firm a Foundation? How firm a foundation is, saints of the Lord. Is laid for your faith, it is excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said? To you forever, to Jesus and glad.
Father, thank you for these comforting words and the beautiful truth that we have an eternal inheritance kept for us in heaven. Thank you that one day is fast approaching when we will put off this mortal frame and take on an immortal body and become like you. Protect us, spirit, soul, and body in this corrupt and evil world. Use us to be a witness to the lost and comfort to the saved. And may we draw ever closer to you as we seek to do your will. To praise and your glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us now prepare for our tithes and our offerings. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come recognizing that you are the giver, and that we are mortals here on earth, put here to do your will. But so often, Lord, we forget that you are there. We ask for forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that you give us the heart and mind to be cheerful givers. Take our tithes and our offerings. Use them for your glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God from above. Blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, Lord, the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy God.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today's scripture lesson is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Believers who have died. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. According to the Lord's word, we will tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. All right, choir. Hadn't heard you in a while, so y'all just sing this. Oh my goodness, I know we're going to be really good now. You got.
Magnify the Lord.
right, choir.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Forgive me, Heavenly Father, for the times that I have lost my sense of urgency to live for Jesus. Use the Holy Spirit within me to arouse my passions to serve Him with my eyes wide open and my heart set on great and heavenly things. I know you can and will do more than I can ask or imagine. But please awaken me to dream great dreams and imagine great things for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we prepare to hear the message the Holy Spirit has given us, I invite you to join me. Close your eyes for a moment and bask in the presence of the Lord. For the Spirit is here, the Spirit is with us. And we pray together. Father God, Creator, we come seeking, we come listening. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts and minds so that we may fully hear and understand the message that your Holy Spirit will deliver through Pastor Ted. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen our pastor, that you give him courage, and that you give him the strength to put aside that which is him and open himself up to be your instrument. And Lord, as we go from this place, let us take your message with us. Let it burn within us, and let us deliver your message to all that we meet. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Gayla, before you go, could I impose on you to do something for us real quick? Could you please just play just a couple of, I don't know, what do they call, Tom, stanzas of a song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord? If you could play that for us. Thank you. Before I start with the children, I want the Lord, and I want you, to ask the Lord to open up the eyes of your heart. Amen? That is so very important. So very important in our worship, that we worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Lord, please open up the eyes of our heart so that we might see you. Amen. All right, young lady, what did you learn in Vacation Bible School?
God lived to be 950 years old. Noah, sorry.
She said Noah lived to be 950 years old. What about you, hon? What did you learn in Vacation Bible School?
That Noah built a ark so the animals could live and the world could be restarted.
Okay. Thank you. And what about you, hon? What did you learn in Vacation Bible School? That's a deep thinker there. You're thinking, aren't you? What about you? I know you learned something. Well, let's see what Carolyn learned.
Yeah, you didn't ask me.
Well, I was coming to you, hon. I was. What did you learn?
More things about God and Jesus,
and watched a puppet show, and we had arts and crafts, and we sang songs.
Amen. Amen. So you folks, you had a great time in Vacation Bible School, didn't you? Amen. I'm sorry, what now?
The food was amazing.
The food was amazing. What kind of food did you have?
Chicken nuggies and some macaroni.
And
Ooh, she's talking now. Okay, well, go ahead.
Once I was at my papa's, I ate mac and cheese.
Okay, great. And what about you? How many times did you eat? Did you have a snow cone?
Yes.
All right. Woo! Okay. Amen. And so, she asked the question. Ask that question again. Let's see if we know.
Does angels have hearts?
Does angels have hearts? What do you think about that, congregation? Do angels have hearts?
Yes.
They say yes. What do you say?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Good deal. Good questions. Good questions. Peggy, did they have something that particularly that they wanted to share with? I see all these stuff on the floor here. What's this all about? This is their puppet. Their the pledge. Okay.
One of the crafts was to make a Christian flag on these little mini pallets. And so this is three of those flags. And in conjunction with this, Cheryl has put the pledge, or has prepared the pledge for the Christian flag up in front. And we are going to recite that right now. The children have the pledge for them to learn on these pallet flags. So if you can join us, you can read it right off your flag, girls, or you can read it off the wall. Okay? Everyone stand, please. And here's our flag in the sanctuary. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe.
Amen. 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 You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. And this is and these are our backpacks. This is what was in the. This was. Okay. Amen. Amen. Did everybody hear? These are the backpacks for Candlewood. And we're going to give the children a blessing. Send them back to school. I know the parents are real happy about that and can't wait. I know the kids can't wait. And I just know the teachers can't wait. Amen. Amen. Any teachers? Staff? Come on down. Amen. Just we can just gather all right here and we'll all amen. Amen. There she is right there. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. You guys hold hands with each other. Would you? Could you hold hands with each other? Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord. We thank you for these little ones. We thank you for the teachers and all the staff. And we thank you, Lord, for the gifts that have been given to Candlewood. We ask, Lord, that these gifts would be a blessing to all those who receive it. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless these children, bless the staff, bless the teachers as they get ready to go back to school. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you're going to do and all that you're doing. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Thank you. You're welcome. We thank you so much for being here this morning. We thank the Lord for blessing us and allowing us to worship one more time. Believe it or not, it is a blessing. It is a privilege to be able to worship the Lord and to come in his presence. And I ask, Lord, that you would be with us today. Our title this morning for our sermon is Firm in the Future. Firm in the Future. And our scripture reference comes from the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, written by the Apostle Paul to the church at Thessalonica to give them encouragement in their daily life and in their standing firm for the Lord in spite of all that was going against them. One thing that we have to do and understand about this little church, and we covered it a little bit last week, is that they had a lot of external pressure that was on them. External meaning they had a lot of things on the outside, the culture, pagan religions, all these things. But yet they were able to stand firm in Christ because of the encouragement that the Lord, that Paul gave to them. One of the things that I believe in very strongly about that Christian people ought to do and we don't do enough of, we don't do enough encouraging one another. We do a lot of beating each other down. And we just love to get on Facebook and tell all kind of nice little things about each other. But I tell you this, the next time you want to do that on Facebook, try some words of encouragement. Amen? Encourage one another. And that's what will keep you going, is that encouragement. I was always so happy that when I got down, when things were not going right growing up, my parents were always there to encourage me to keep going. When things wasn't going right at home, Tessa would be the one would always say, okay, it's not that bad. Let's keep going. And I thank God for that. And here, the Apostle Paul is telling this group of believers that they need to stand firm. And one of the reasons that they had a hope here, and that blessed hope, was that one day, the one that they serve is coming back to get them. Amen? And when I say coming back to get them, he was coming back, and that he being the Lord Jesus Christ, he was going to come back and going to take them to a better place. And this was what encourages them. I wonder this morning, what is your encouragement? What encourages you to go on? What encourages you to keep going when discouragement seems to creep in and want to fill up all the holes in your life? Be encouraged, dear one. Listen to what Paul is going to say here. You see, we have one more encouragement that we can get from 1 Thessalonians, and that is to stand firm in our future. And we can trust that Jesus is going to return, just like he said, and he's going to establish an eternal kingdom. And the thing for us, folks, we don't know when. And we don't know, or rather, we don't know when, but we do know this. We know that he's coming back. Amen? And what he wants us to do is not to be concerned about the when. You see, because we should only be concerned to know that he is coming back. And in the fact that he is coming back, then we should all the while be ready. Be ready. So we need to stand firm in our future. And we have a faith in a future that is secured in Christ. And he is going to return in spite of what you may think or what it may seem like. You know, so all of us at one time or another, we need some type of encouragement. This church at Thessalonica, they were going through some things. And one of the things that was bothering them is they didn't know where their loved ones were going to be when they died. The ones that had died, they did not know. They had been influenced by some type of pagan religion that was telling them that they didn't know that their dead ones, they were not going to be in Christ. The Apostle Paul heard about this, so he wrote this letter. Actually, he wrote two letters, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, to this church. to help them, and he addressed these questions. You see, the Apostle Paul had a lot of compassion for them, and he wanted to answer all their questions, and he wanted to tell them that everything was going to be all right. And he told them about their loved ones, being that one day the Lord was going to come back, and he was going to descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and those of us that are left alive will go up to meet the Lord in the air. And I want to encourage you this morning with those words as well. The dead in Christ will rise first, and those that are left behind. I tell you, folks, I can't wait. I can't wait. I want to be able to see the Lord. I want to see him. I want to be able to stand in his presence. And knowing that, that gives me hope. And that encourages me to go on. Look at what Jesus said in John 14, 1 through 4. He says, don't be troubled. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. This is what he's telling his disciples to comfort them, to let them know. He's preparing a place, and he wants us to stand firm in that truth. You see, folks, whenever you're scared, you get worried, you get anxious, just remember those words that Jesus said. He's coming back for you. And not only you remember him, but encourage each other. One another way you could say this is, don't stop reminding each other of this amazing eternal reality that we share. Let this be a constant encouragement for you in whatever season you find yourself in, whatever situation. Always remember to keep encouraging each other. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 through 18, he tells the church at Corinth, he says, remember this, we fix our eyes on eternal reality, not the temporary things. We walk by faith, not by sight. The Christian journey, you can't see where you're going, but Jesus can. In the Christian journey, you don't know what's coming next, but Jesus knows. In the Christian journey, you can't understand why the world is what it is and why it's that way, but Jesus knows everything. There was something in Vacation Bible School yesterday that really stood out on one of their videos. It says, God knows everything. Amen? And he does. He knows everything. So don't you worry. You keep your hope and your trust in Jesus. So now we know that he's coming back. We know he's coming back, and we don't know when. So the encouragement for us is to be what? To be ready. To be ready. Are you ready this morning? If he comes back right now, would you be ready? Would you be ready? Amen. I heard somebody say, yeah, amen. That's a very, very, very important question. Amen. You marinate on that for a minute. Make sure that you're on the right side of the fence, as the old preacher used to say. Make sure that you're ready for his return. So we need to be ready, and we need to keep living a righteous life for as long as we can, and in anticipation of the Lord coming. You see, folks, we don't take his coming back seriously, and I say that because of the way we live. Some of us, we live like we're going to be on this earth forever. Amen. We live like we're just going to, everything is just going to, but we just don't know. One incident. Look at the folks in Maui. One incident turns your life upside down. Oh, I tell you, folks, this is no time to be playing games with the Lord. This is no time to be playing that you're a part-time Christian. We need to be ready. Ready and waiting. Keep watch. Keep watch. Jesus tells us you don't know when I'm coming back, so you need to keep watch. When I was growing up, story about keeping watch, I was keeping watch on, we were keeping watch on our mother, my sisters and I. And we had a directive from her that we were to have a whole bucket full of black-eyed peas. We were supposed to shell all those peas before she got home. And guess who was in charge? I was in charge. My mother, she rode the bus to work. And we knew we could look down the street and see her coming. And I'd be on watch. And I'd say, okay, here she comes. Here comes Big Mama. Boy, we get in there and we are just shelling away. No way we could have all those peas done before. But I had a story ready. I had a story ready. The point I'm trying to make is, you don't know, we didn't know when she was coming back. We were supposed to be ready, but we were not ready. I want us to be ready. I want Alamo to be ready to go when Jesus comes back. You see, when he does return, there's going to be a whole lot of people who are very happy, and there's going to be some who are not going to be so happy. But just as the Apostle Paul encourages the church at Thessalonica, if you are in Christ, listen to me, if you're already in Christ, you're already on the right side of the fence. Amen? You're already ready to go. So, if we look in our Bible, you see there are so many references to darkness and light. And as believers, one of the primary reasons we can stand firm in our future is because God has brought us into his marvelous light through his blessed son, Jesus. And this is what the Apostle Paul says about this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4 through 6. He says this, he says, but you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. This day should not surprise you if you're in Christ. It should not. Because why? He says, because you are children of the light. We are in the light. So we don't have to be afraid and worry about when he's coming, because we're ready. We don't belong to the night or to darkness. So we don't want to be like the others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. I tell you, nothing I like better to do is come home and relax and get on that couch and grab that remote and just veg out and just go to sleep. But I got to tell you, folks, be careful. The type of you don't want to be asleep. You don't want to be asleep when Jesus comes. Amen? And the type of sleep I'm talking about, you want to be caught doing the wrong thing. You want to be caught ready and waiting to go. So all those references, and one of the primary reasons, as I said, we can stand firm is because God has brought us into his marvelous light because of his blessed son, Jesus Christ. You see, Paul points that as members of a kingdom of light, we shouldn't be, there's no need for us to fear a surprise when Jesus comes. He tells us that everybody ought to stay sober and alert and have self-control. This is what we should be doing. To be sober meaning to be ready, to be waiting, to be prayed up, to be reading your Bible, walking with the Lord, to be alert, to be knowing what's going on around you, knowing that, you know, Jesus is surely coming back, and not to get involved in the things of the world. And self-control means you have control over yourself, that you can be ready and doing and living the righteous life. I got to tell you, it takes great patience and resolve to wait on something. Great patience. You see, you have to be really focused and exercise a whole lot of self-control to wait on something. So last week, you remember we talked about righteous living. And when you think about the future promises of Christ's return, you can realize that, hey, You could be waiting and living righteously for a very long time. But you know what, folks? That's all right. That's okay, because the hope that we have is that he's coming back. And even while we're waiting, there could be a whole bunch of trials, and there'll be a lot of tribulations that may come your way. So we remain hopeful through it all. We fix our eyes on Christ, and we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into the hearts through his Spirit, which has been given to us. And this comes from Romans 5, 3 through 5. You see, dear ones, this Christian race, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I just pray that the Lord will grant us the grace to run this race. So throughout the series, we've had a front row seat at some of the ways Paul encouraged the church at Thessalonica. He talks about that very command to stand firm. And then he applied it to several different areas of life for the followers of Christ. He talked about standing firm in our faith, standing firm in our suffering, standing firm in our righteous living, and now standing firm because of the future that we have. That we're waiting on Christ. And there are probably a whole lot others we could get from Thessalonians. So as we come to a close, I want you to focus our effort the same way the Apostle Paul did in his writing. He says, I know what you're doing, but I want you to keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Alamo, the Lord sees what you're doing. He sees what we're doing, but he wants us to keep doing and doing, and he wants us to do more. He wants us to do more. And you know what? He will give us the grace to do more if we are willing to accept that grace. I thank the Lord for this dear church. I thank the Lord that even though we may not have a whole bunch of folks, but you know what, folks? It don't take a whole bunch of folks to work for the Lord. Amen? You know what it takes? It takes you, you who are in those chairs. It takes you being energized, you being empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand firm and to encourage one another. You see, you do. And I want you to remember this. No matter what season that you may find yourself in, Christ is returning sooner rather than later. So, my words to you this morning, stay alert, get focused, and get excited, because he's coming to establish his kingdom forever, and we will be a part of it. Amen? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, that we have a blessed future, and that future is with you. We thank you, Lord, that as we wait for your return, that you will enable us to be patient, because we know that this patience will build up the character and the faith that we need to keep going. And Lord, as we're waiting, help us to be your eyes, help us to be your hands, your feet, and your legs as the body of Christ, so that we may take this blessed gospel, that we may encourage one another. Thank you, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. As we prepare to give the invitation this morning, oh, what a wonderful future we have. Oh, those that are believers, what a wonderful future we have. Oh, what great hope that we have. We have a blessed hope, and that hope that Jesus is coming back. But you may be here today. You may be one who may be doubting that hope. You may be going through some things in your life that you don't understand. You may be going through some things that say, well, Lord, I know you're coming, but I've got so much on my mind, I can't focus on you. If you want to get focused on the Lord this morning, all you have to do is ask. All you have to do is submit yourself humbly to him. Not to me, not to the church, but to Jesus. You see, Jesus, he is our head. He is the head of our church. He is the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. When we submit to him, he will take us through and help us as we wait for his blessed return. So I want to, the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come. Coming for whatever might be on your heart. But most importantly, I want you to make sure that you are in the ark of safety. One other thing about Vacation Bible School yesterday that stood out in my mind. They talked about a door. There's a door to that ark. One door. That door opened. The animals and Noah's family went in. When that door closed, that was it. That was it. Nobody could open that door but the Lord. Nobody. And he did not open that door until that ark landed safely. Jesus is the very door now that we can go into on the ark of safety. And if you haven't come in through Jesus, oh my goodness, that's the only way that you can get into the ark of safety. And when I say the ark of safety, that means to be born again, to get with Jesus. So if you're one of those, and I don't know who you are, Jesus knows who you are, though. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come.
Would you stand for our invitation hymn, Trust and Obey? When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory is shed on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but a knowledge of which thing we pay. Not a grief or a loss, not a crown or a cross, but it's blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey. But we never can prove the delight of his love until all on the altar we lay. For his favor he shows, for the joy he bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen. You may be seated. Trust and obey, folks. That's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to trust him, and he wants us to obey him. Amen. I thank God for you this morning, and I trust that you are encouraged this morning by the Lord's word. Amen? I trust that as you leave here a little more encouraged than when you come in. But you know what, folks? It doesn't stop here. Keep reading your Bible. You keep praying. You keep reaching out to the Lord. You keep walking with him. And I guarantee you, He'll give you the things that you need. He may not give you everything you want, but he'll certainly give you what you need. God bless you.
Amen. Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers. And if you can, and you'll give them a call, send them a text. They love to hear from us. So God be with them and be with us. Continued prayers of uplifting and support for all of we've got so many members that either dealing with issues or they've got family that are dealing with issues. So continue to keep our congregation
Amen.
In our thoughts and prayers. And God be with all of us. Martha asked me earlier, Agape is looking for clean, used clothing. So, and you can bring them up and we'll figure out a way to get them to Agape. But if you have any, you know, bring them up here. You want to go buy new ones, knock your lights out. But Agape needs some clothing. And Gwen is asking prayers for, said Bob is under the weather, so Lord, hear Amen. Our prayers for him to get better, Gwen. And she's also celebration. Robin is home, safe from her trip. Darren, grandson, is doing better. Hallelujah. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And Mr. and Ms. Dennis, Chin and Don, are asking prayers for Don's brother and their sister-in-law, Rich and Carol, live in Missouri. They're both dealing with COVID. They've had a bad round of COVID. So keep all the Dennis family in your thoughts and prayers. God be with them. Homer, one of his, he's all had prayers for a lot of his friends, but one of his friends who's battling stomach cancer is back at home. He's improving, but, you know, so Lord, hear our prayers. And prayers for Jim Whitney's son up in Dallas who's also battling cancer. Lord, hear our prayers Amen. For the Whitney family.
Amen.
And, you know, great to see Lance back here today. He, after a couple of weeks out. And what a beautiful sight that Selma is here with us this morning after missing her. So, thanks be to God. Virginia is better, so hallelujah. Saw her yesterday, and a lot of y'all were there. I only stayed for a few minutes because of other visitations, but it was a beautiful turnout yesterday at VBS. So thanks to Harriet, Charlotte, and Peggy, you know, what a great
and
all the kids, and for Sandra and Vernita in the kitchen.
Hey, John. And Born Again Ministries also.
Oh, yes. I forgot. Thank you, Pastor. Rick and Born Again Ministries, they were there with a big turnout. So it was just an all-around benefit to Born Again, to Alamo, United Methodist Church. And we thank God is the only way we can say that it came off the way it did. So through his blessings and his guidance. Amen.
Amen.
Also, want to, the Austin family, we've got some relatives coming in town next week, so asking for a safe flight coming here. They'll be here coming in Friday afternoon, so just prayers that they have a safe journey. And also, one more, and she sent it to me this morning.
several times, but anyway. Karen, good morning. Doug and I won't be at church today. He was weak earlier this week and needed blood again, but is getting stronger now. Thank you so much for your prayers and support. So God be with Karen and Doug. Also, Doug's father and his caregiver also need prayers of support and healing. And Karen is also asking prayers for her mother. So be with the Lawrence and the Miller families. God be with all of them. God be with all of us. And one last thing, remember, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays, all the neighborhood schools go back. Judson starts Wednesday. So, you know, just go out and enjoy the last couple of days, and remember, the highways, the neighborhood streets, 78, are going to be crowded again. So just be careful. God be with all of us. Now, go outside where it's a lot cooler than in here and enjoy Sunday. God be with all of us.
Thank you, John, for those words of encouragement. Let us prepare for prayer this morning. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, Lord, you've heard these requests. Lord, you know what's in each one of our hearts. You know what we carry and the ones that are sick among us. We ask, Lord, for your healing. Lord, for your comfort and your peace upon each one. Each one that's on our list. Lord, we lift up those dear people in Hawaii, in Maui. Lord, some don't know where they're going to live. Some don't have anywhere to live. Lord, we ask that you would be with all the responders, those that are trying to help. And Lord, please help those dear people to get over this. We don't understand. We don't know why, Lord. But we do know this, that you said that if we would reach out to you, we would reach out to us. You said that if we come boldly before the throne of grace, you said that you would hear us. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would hear our prayers this morning. We need you, Lord. We need you now more than ever. As we wait anxiously for your return, help us, Lord. Please help us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all you've done and all that you're going to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart from here today, let us remember all those less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for all who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe. And let us join here again next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Ted will be bringing us. And now let us all remember the children and the youth in our congregation and those not in our congregation but in whom we know them. Let us encourage them and support them.
Amen.
As they grow. And, you know, one of these days they will be our future. We need to help them become the future in which we want to live, and especially remember their teachers, the administrators, those that we entrust our children to. They are working in the hardest task there is, one that puts them in front of the mirror every day, judging themselves. Let us keep them in our prayers now and forever. Let us be friendly and be with one another throughout this coming week. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Standing on the Promises?
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by this long cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. 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 Thank you. You may be seated. Jan, could you pass those out? John?